This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. No. You're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today, and that is where we find our weekly conversation with our creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. He is at Pro Football Talk on Twitter. Mike Florio. Mike always joins us on Twitch as well. Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Mike, how do you describe the week and what events have transpired in the NFL Players Union and the allegations that have come out and reporting, where I feel like the situation now is in a massive amount of duress.
Yeah, in words that I can use on an FCC-regulated platform, I would say unprecedented and beyond chaotic.
Yes, I feel like that that covers it. In other words that we probably shouldn't say on an FCC-regulated platform, the terms where you're getting into cash taken out of ATMs for VIP rooms at adult nightclubs, if you will. There are layers to this story in the reporting. It's very interesting to me how much it feels like just the lack of oversight goes.
Well, and that leads to the question of when and where the oversight will come from. And even though Lloyd Howell is out as the executive director and J.C. Treader is out as the chief strategy officer, there are still layers and levels and twists and turns to the story. And Pablo Torre and I continue to spend way too much time on the phone talking about this and texting about this. But where does this go from here? There's potential for litigation by players against the union for breach of the duty of fair representation arising from whether it's the funding issue, whether it's hiding the partial victory in the collusion grievance. There's the potential for an expansion of an existing FBI investigation related to activities involving One Team Partners, which is a licensing and marketing conglomerate that was created by multiple sports unions, and there's issues there. You get on the Fed's radar screen, though, you have a problem, and nothing is going to get you there faster than if you're the head of a labor union who is dipping into the till of union dues at a strip club. That is going to get you fully and completely investigated and examined by some relevant federal official.
Mike Florio joining us as he does every week, the editor-in-chief, creator of Pro Football Talk. Mike, I'm so glad we get to talk to you about this because I feel like every week we've gotten more and more and more. The NFLPA, they're creating headlines that are worthy of a tabloid, except for you don't need the tabloid part of it. You can just put in the any mainstream newspaper. What do you think is the most egregious part of the things that we've learned over the last, say, 2 months?
Well, it all depends upon the perspective of whoever's on the wrong side of it. I think it's incredibly egregious and inexplicable that they secured a victory, a partial victory against the league in this collusion grievance, and they agreed to stick it in a desk for months. And it would still be in that desk, I believe, if Pablo Torre hadn't gotten his hands on the 61 pages and we read it and explained it and revealed that this is something the union should have been using as a hammer against the league in 50 different ways if it could. So that hurt the players, especially the players who were negotiating contracts earlier this year in March and April. If you have an agent who becomes aware of the good portions, the good evidence, the good outcomes in that collusion ruling, that can be used to leverage a better deal for your client one person at a time. So that's a problem. But any of this stuff with union dues and money that otherwise is the sole and exclusive property of the players and is there for advancing the interests of the players, if that's getting used for anything else, especially something that tawdry and that lowbrow and that just kind of like cliche, that's a problem. That's a problem. I think that's the thing that got Lloyd Howell to resign. I think he knew ESPN was getting ready to report on the strip club expense report misadventures, and that's what caused him, after circling the wagons and doubling down and ignoring a blatant conflict of interest with the Carlyle Group, where he was getting a paycheck from a group that was trying to buy minority interest in NFL teams. All that stuff doesn't scream as loudly as the kind of rank impropriety from taking money out of the union kitty to go to a strip club.
Well, and additionally, as we talked about last week, Mike, $3.5 million for his part-time gig a year. That's his part-time gig. You can't afford $736 to take that off the books, having any sort of legal knowledge that you just have to, you can't pay for that yourself. Like you have to use the union dues to do so. Like that's the part. It's just the audacity of it all.
The full grift.
It's a level of stupidity that speaks to a layer of flaws that a proper vetting process should have revealed. And that's another issue that hasn't been fully explored. What was Russell Reynolds doing, this search firm that helped tee up these candidates? And ESPN's got an item today from Don Van Natta Jr. and Kalen Kaler that looks into the rise and fall of Lloyd Howell and how he ended up being the executive director. There are so many questions that haven't been answered yet. The problem is, in a situation like this where the system is overloaded with stuff, it's almost impossible to properly handle and unpack all of it. And that's the problem. And the real question for me, and this is what I wrote earlier today at PFT, are the players going to learn from this? And will it put them in a better position immediately as they have to hire an interim executive director and then embark on the challenge of hiring an executive director? What lessons will they learn? What failures will they admit that got them in the predicament they're now trying to get themselves out of?
Mike, it seems like this would be the perfect opportunity to, and I know this didn't work out with the hiring firm when they got these candidates the last time around from what you're saying, but to hire someone on the outside who has real experience with this stuff to conduct an investigation, flush everything out, and start anew. Is that something you think that they're talking about, the player representatives, the alternates, as they try to sort through? As you said, it's almost like the system's been overloaded. You need to hit the reset button.
Well, I don't know what they're talking about or what they're considering, because they still think it's beneficial to keep their mouths shut and keep it all a secret. And I understand in some contexts the importance of discretion, but transparency also can be very helpful. And we saw what happened with the complete lack of it. You get Lloyd Howell. The names that I had heard so far for interim executive director are already people who are kind of under the tent, whether in the NFLPA or NFL Players Inc., which is the licensing arm of the union. I've been suggesting press pause, broaden the lens, look at people on the outside with union experience. And it dawned on me yesterday, and I'm gonna land this plane in a second. Bear with me. They got attracted to Lloyd Howell because Lloyd Howell was from management. And Lloyd Howell's pitch was, I know how to deal with unions. I've been dealing with unions in a management job. Okay, fine. If that's what you want, if you want someone with no labor experience but management experience, how about someone with management experience that is directly relevant to this relationship, why not go hire somebody from inside the National Football League? Why not target somebody who knows how they make their sausage, who knows how they deal with this union? And this was a point that a reader made earlier today, and this is one of the only reasons I still enjoy having a platform on Twitter. How about a guy who is retiring as CEO of the Green Bay Packers on Friday, who's a former player, who is a de facto owner and has been for 18 years. If anyone knows how the NFL does their business, it's Mark Murphy. That's the guy. And I've resisted mentioning names. I'm not going to play Game of Thrones. But, man, if I'm the union, I'm calling Mark Murphy and I'm offering him that job. There's no one better to help me kind of balance the playing field than if I could get one of the owners to come represent the players.
It's still just... And I know that your legal expertise is paramount on this, Mike, but it still just also says to me that instead of hiring somebody who's a known advocate for labor, it's still got to be somebody who's one of them instead. And we ask the question often, too often, when you consider people's retirement and their brains and their mental health and their family's health, how strong the NFL players union is. And the answer is always not enough.
And what you need is somebody who can manage the adversarial aspect of the relationship with the NFL, but also manage the players, inspire them to care, inspire them to understand there are certain moments where you have to draw a line in the sand and say, we will do without game checks. We will, if need be, do without football for a season. That's the great imbalance in this relationship. The owners will shut the sport down for a year. The players don't want to shut it down for a week because they want to play football and they want to get paid. And this is another reason why it drives me crazy that fans will just line up blindly behind the billionaires and line up behind the laundry and curse the players. Think about it this way. One side will take football away from you for a year to get what it wants. The other side won't take football away from you for a weekend to get what it wants. Shouldn't that be the tiebreaker between which side the fans are going to line up behind?
Mike Florio, the editor-in-chief and creator of Pro Football Talk, joining us here on Raheemy and Harris and going over this problem that the NFLPA finds itself. It's more than a problem. It's a quandary. It's a mess. I'm looking at it also in this way, Mike. As long as I've been following this league, it's been about the fact that these players know their careers are so short by and large. And that's why it seems like you can never get the players to kind of hold firm and draw that line in the sand is what you're talking about. The owners know this. They know that the players, the majority of them, they need that year because after that year, they may only have a couple of years. We know what the average time, less than 3 years, is for the average NFL player. There are the long and steady Hall of Fame types, the all pros, the pro bowlers, but that's not the majority of NFL players. Is there anything they can do, in your opinion, to bridge that gap?
Well, this is something that former union president and former chief strategy officer J.C. Treader said moments before he stepped in it by suggesting that disgruntled players fake injuries to avoid being fined for not practicing. He said you have to build leverage wherever you can. And I go back to that collusion ruling. Instead of hiding it for months, that is something that could have been used in many different ways to put pressure on the league. We have caught you attempting to collude. And we believe the evidence shows you did collude. And we're going to appeal that to a three-person panel who may disagree by a vote of 2-1 with the arbitrator who got it wrong. You did collude. The evidence shows you did collude. The Dean Spanos, Michael Bidwell text messages show you did collude. Greg Penner's internal emails as owner of the Broncos show they did collude. They did care about what other owners are going to think of these fully guaranteed contracts. So you have to hammer and hammer, call for the commissioner to be resigned, call for the Justice Department to investigate all other ways the NFL is violating the antitrust laws. You beat the hell out of them with that, because if you're going to lose the fight of who's going to take a work stoppage, you have to try to win every other fight you can. Legal, PR, political. It makes those aspects of the relationship so much more important, because at the end of the day, when it's time to stare down the owners are going to win. You have to come up with other ways to get them to give you what you want.
The segment with Mike Florio is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I think another big aspect of this is, what do we talk about every single day of the year? Football. So therefore, who does it impact the most when it goes away if the players are willing to dig in their heels? They have the most power of any other sport right now. And by that alone, they could make the biggest difference.
Yeah, but the point is this. If you have a short career, are you going to sacrifice a year of your football career when you only have three or four? And think about this dynamic. The players take a full year lockout or strike. There's no football for a year. We solve it, we come back the next year. In comes a fresh crop of players who played football last year, and they're younger and they're cheaper. And I think on the back end, there may be hell to pay after a one-year shutdown, if that would ever happen, and I don't think it will, but if it would ever happen, look at how many veterans get cut and not signed. Look at how many guys who sat out all of last year are going to sit out for good, and we're just going to go young with guys who played last year, with guys who are in football shape, whatever cliches they throw out there. Oh, we're just making football decisions. But, you know, it's the Colin Kaepernick example expanded to 1,700 guys. Anybody who sat out the whole year, if we can replace you with someone else, we will. Now, look, there are going to be star players who will overcome that, but there's plenty of guys who are just kind of hanging on. And every year they got to fight for their spot because that young guy comes in. This year, that young guy looks a lot better because that young guy, unlike the veteran, played football last year. So that's the other side of it where, man, it could just be a big mess for the players if they ever do it. All the more reason to come up with other ways to leverage the league and get what you're trying to get for the players.
I don't know if it's a shift, Mike, or if it's just status quo, but general sentiment from fans, the general populace, is that, you know, they'll carry the water for the billionaires, the owners. We are a long ways away from a pro-labor kind of thought piece. And you can look all throughout current politics, whatever, this is kind of in that bubble as a microcosm of that. Is there any way to get the fans on the side of the players to a point where it would matter, as Layla kind of suggested earlier? I mean, or are we just stuck where we are because of where we are in our political time?
Well, look, this is where it's critical to have a head of the union and a strong cabinet there where you've got people who are constantly pushing the pro-player narrative. Have a PR director who maybe was a former player and will do radio shows all day long saying the kinds of things I say all the time, and they don't pay me and I don't want them to pay me. I think it's right that we should care about the players because so few in the media do. But they need, underneath their executive director, whoever it may be, you need to be pushing that all the time. And it just needs to be over and over and over again to overcome. And I remember when I was a kid and you hear about a player who's not happy, you blame the easiest person to blame. And the easiest person to blame is the player. Like with Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati. You know, whatever he wants. Well, he's due to make $16 million this year. Isn't that enough money? Like, it's so easy for the fans to say that. You need people who can explain it to the average fan so the average fan understands why the guy wants more and why he deserves more. So PR is a big part of it. It's not just labor negotiations. It's labor, it's legal, it's political, and it's PR. And it's on the union to have a strong PR presence to make the kind of points that you're saying need to be made. They need to be made all day long, every day, on podcasts, radio shows, TV shows, everywhere.
Mike, outside of the big story being what we've talked about with the NFLPA, what else is top of mind for you as we begin training camps across the league?
Oh, well, I mean, we've got holdouts. We've got the Bengals being the Bengals, and I don't think it's money. I think it's power. I think it's reminding the players who is boss, and I don't see them blinking with Trey Hendrickson or this very esoteric, ridiculous contract language issue that has kept Shamar Stewart out of camp. But Michael Parsons is the one that is the most fascinating to me because he should have held out. And I think the Cowboys are going to screw him because he showed up. It's very difficult to leave. I wrote about this last night at PFT. It's much easier to stay away. Once you show up and you leave, you have a problem. They could shut you down for the whole season. If you leave for 5 days, they can shut you down for the whole season and not pay you a penny. And I don't know if Jerry Jones would do something that would hurt his team. It would devastate Micah Parsons for the year if that would happen. I think they're going to make him an offer just before week one that is going to be far less than what they would have made him if he had held out. And he's going to have to decide, do I take it or do I play for $24 million? My prediction is he's not going to get a long-term deal. My prediction right now is he's not going to accept their best offer, and he's going to play for 24, and he's going to take his chances next year. And we'll see. They'll keep dragging their feet. The market will keep going up. And at some point, the clock strikes 12, and then the Cowboys will finally pay him.
It's so true. Mike Florio, thank you for the lesson, the discourse, and the discussion here on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a great week. See you next time.
That was Mike Florio. Not only the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk, but the man has a law degree. He used to be a practicing attorney. These are good discussions to have with the right people who are qualified. Coming up next, we have some audio that's just in from Bears camp.
Hot and fresh?
Yeah. Do you know who I wanted to hear from?
Dennis Allen.
Yes! It's happening next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
I respect Dennis Allen, and I respect the, what he brings to a team. My pride won't let me sit here and say playing the Saints as a Falcon was so, because we was ready to do it. However, we had to do it. So I respect Dennis Allen. I'm very happy to be playing under him now. And those teams are gritty for a good reason.
You know that's Grady Jarrett. Do I even need to tell you at this point? He's the narrator of some wonderful story. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score as we broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We wanted to talk about this, and we asked the question, you did, Marshall, in our pre-show meeting. Who are the leaders of the Bears defense? And while I think that is something that we will continue to discuss, ask and ye shall receive. You got one of the leaders of the Bears defense, their defensive coordinator, Dennis Allen, the former head coach, talking.
He's the unquestioned leader of the defense because that's his job title, defensive coordinator. You've got to coordinate. That's what Dennis Allen's here to do. He's a former head coach. He's had great experience as a coordinator. Plus, I think the head coaching experience is something that the head coach, Ben Johnson, now of the Bears, will be able to lean into a little bit. So I love the way that this staff was created, especially from the top going down.
Well, and Ben Johnson talked about it yesterday, didn't he? Like, that was one of the most refreshing points of what he had to say, was when he mentioned, I'm going to lean on the guys I know who have experience, the coaching staff around me. That's humility, and that's understanding that people are there to see for your blind spots. That was big, in my opinion, and we didn't really touch on it, but that was something that I really felt was important that he communicated. Dennis Allen, I think, he might be in the Layla Rahimi, it's not 2-a-days until you throw up school of thought here, because even though there's not 2-a-days, and I don't want to see people throwing up, do you know what another traditional practice piece is?
There's so many.
Something that's so essential? Up downs.
Oh, well, yeah, that. I just saw a video. I'm trying to remember who did it. An NFL player brought his girlfriend out to the practice field, and she put her in a helmet, which she said smelled, and ran her through practice to see if she was athletic enough to go through like an NFL workout. And he had her doing up downs as part of that with the helmet on. It was amazing.
That is amazing. And good on her for trying.
No, she didn't try. She succeeded. I was impressed. She was catching passes, doing defensive stuff. I was like, okay.
I love that. And also, football gear does smell. That's part of the essence. So Dennis Allen apparently talks about how the defense had to do up downs at practice.
It's all part of building the culture of what type of defense that we're going to be. And you have to pay the toll. You have to pay the price. It's a privilege to be on this defense. And so we've been doing that on every defense that I've been associated with since 2009. And it's a way to mentally train players to be tough and push through adversity. Training camp's going to be difficult, and we're going to have to be able to overcome when we're tired. How do we focus? How do we concentrate? How do we dig down deep inside and rise up and make plays in critical situations of the game? And a lot of times that comes with being tired. So it's all just part of, you know, as much as training them physically, it's about training them mentally.
There's a lot to love when you hear him say all of those things. But I understand why even the physical drills like that are such an important part of practice. I am all for the make practice as hard as possible so the games are easier concept.
It really does go back to the four words, part of my mantra, work smarter, not harder. But you have to kind of set that baseline of what the toughness level needs to be to operate under what we're going to ask you to do for the next 6 weeks. And then obviously the 18 weeks beyond that. When you're talking about the regular season. So I do understand why you have that specific up, down, / are you throwing up, and going back to when we used to go to 2-a-days in the NFL. I mean, if you've ever played high school football south of the Mason-Dixon line, you know about the 2-a-days as a high school football player.
Doing up, down, somebody's throwing up, maybe two dudes are lining up opposite each other on a 2x4. That might have just been random schools I covered in Oklahoma and Texas, but still.
Yeah, no, but so to that point, Dennis Allen is trying to set a tone just like Ben Johnson is trying to set a tone with his defense. And I think it's important mainly because you start and you want everyone healthy. It never works out that way. Somebody's always going to be hurt. That's just the reality. Unfortunately, this year for the Bears, it's Jalen Johnson. So I was interested to hear what Dennis Allen would say about the fact that Jalen Johnson is out and maybe how it will impact his plans and his teammates.
Number one is I know Jalen's going to do everything he can to get himself back and get himself ready as quickly as possible. He's a consummate professional. So I feel good about him being ready when his body's ready to go. So from that standpoint, not a ton of concern there. And I think really for us, Our focus really has to be on the guys that we have out here right now. We're going to work on coaching the hell out of them and getting those guys better. And look, sometimes you have to face some adversity. And how do you overcome that? And we'll get a good opportunity to see, you know, who wants to step up in his absence.
Ah, yes. Also adversity facing. Feels like football. But he's right.
It's
like
football, mister.
Yes. But there's a reason we talk about all these things. It's because they are a part of the game. I don't mind talking about that every day because it is part of the game. When he discusses why they are doing the drills they're doing, that is part of preparation. Grady Jarrett, who we love, also spoke to the importance of that grind in training camp.
I think the key is not ramping up. It's the key is going, you know, balls to the wall every day. And I think that's what's really helped me in my longevity is just going hard day in and day out. And this is the time where you really callous your body, get it right to be able to, so you can go sustain a long season and be healthy, because this is going to be the hardest time of the season. Well, you should make this the hardest time of the season because you'll be able to got physically, from a physical standpoint, the demands throughout the week won't be as heavy as us throughout the week until we get to the game day. So when you, this is the time where you know, it's time to get hard. Trying to really challenge yourself, whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally, and you really push yourself to see how far you can go. And when the time do come, and that game time do come, you know what you got in the tank, what you got in the trunk to go reach back and get the job done. You know, so it's up to us to really push ourselves daily, and not reserve nothing, not ramp up. Not, I mean, obviously there's sports science to it. I mean, I'm not talking recklessness, but I'm saying from the mindset and the effort standpoint, why not put your best foot forward every day and let the rest take care of itself?
Sounds like get ready to stay ready to me.
Grady Jarrett speaking here. He spoke yesterday to the media, Dennis Allen today up at Hallis Hall, as we talk about that here on Raheem and Harrison, looking for the leaders on this defense. Dennis Allen, he's the defensive coordinator. He's the guy. And then Grady Jarrett, I think he was brought in with a decade plus of NFL experience to be one of the vocal leaders. And that's, I think, on day one, why it was the head coach, the GM, asterisk, and then you had Caleb Williams and Grady Jarrett. Think about that. That tells you how they view him and the fact that he was the first defensive player that was at the microphone from training camp. I think that tells you how they as an organization see Grady Jarrett.
Not just that, but to have that, the compliments that we heard from everybody in Atlanta talking about what Grady Jarrett meant to the team, what he meant to the defense, and how that was so much his real essence of having his body right as much as he possibly could every single day. Nobody was going to outwork him when it came to that. And yes, injuries do happen and they are a part of life. But having that mentality and just having a peer like that in the player group who can help when it comes to the harder days of the season, for example, having steady presences like Joe Tooney on the offensive side, you know, showing you that on your bad days, it might not still be as bad as you may think. Those are important pieces to this for me. You know, I think the reason they stressed veteran presence so much was because maybe there wasn't enough of it from guys seeing it on the other side, not just being veterans on the Bears, but knowing what it's like to be on teams where they have a different perspective. And I feel like he does.
We can go back to the offseason and you're wondering, okay, what's going on defense? Who's leading what? And they asked Montez Sweat about it. And he's like, oh, you know, Jervon Dexter had us down there doing stuff with him. So I guess Jervon Dexter is, in the eyes of Bears defensive players, a leader. Now, maybe not to the level of Grady Jarrett because he has so much more experience, but of that group before Grady Jarrett arrived on the scene, there he was saying, hey, guys, we need to get together. We weren't good enough last year. Let's do some stuff.
I also don't know how, after we talk to TJ Edwards every week, don't you feel like he was also that in his consistency? And you knew you weren't going to get emotional comments from TJ Edwards. Now, did he have passion when he played the game? Yes. But when it came to some of the other stuff we heard from guys like Cole Kmet and Jalen Johnson, who were within every right they had to speak, I feel like TJ Edwards knew his best role was to be himself, and that meant to be incredibly consistent and just day in, day out, play his game like he knew he could, and then you saw it on the field.
I think part of that frustration, though, Layla, is the fact that Cole Kmet, Jalen Johnson, all they've known is the struggle. You have a guy in TJ Edwards, even though he understands Bears' struggle from growing up as a Bears fan, he had been to a Super Bowl with the Eagles.
Right.
He knows what success actually looks like and has lived in the NFL. I think one of Jalen Johnson's biggest issues with his place with the Bears is understanding it doesn't really matter how good I am. The team can't be good unless we are just better together. And so I think working through that for Cole Kmet and Jalen Johnson was part of the issue.
And going back to guys who have been on other teams, you know, we mentioned Montez Sweat. That Commanders team he was on was nothing like the one we just saw this past season.
Absolutely not.
And that Commanders organization was nothing like we saw the one that was this past season.
I'm glad you brought that up because they were able to turn the page with the sell of the team, new leadership, and that's what you're hoping that Ben Johnson, who is obviously the big man on campus at Hallis Hall, can do for this Bears team. We're going to find out together.
I want more motivation from Grady Jarrett. Can we do that? Can we play another motivational Grady Jarrett clip? Let's go.
I think really just pressing on when the excitement dies down. You know, this first week, this acclimatization period is going to be fun, exciting. Guys going to be happy to go to work. It's going to be them dog days in camp. You know, when we got to go pass back to back. We do tackling periods. We go against these. We got to stack up another week of joint practices and things like that. That's going to be the things that really, really prove our character and things how we're going to be as a team this year. And I think overcoming those things, I know we will, is going to make us stronger as a unit and bring us closer together. As a whole team, offense, defense, everybody involved, but we got to go through that dirt. You know, we got to go through that pain, and I think that's what's going to really, in the end, draw us together.
Robbie is giggling over there.
I just, like, when he says, got to go through that dirt, first thing in my head, hell yeah. Just like, oh, hell yeah.
Right? You're running through the tunnel.
I'm going through any wall. I'm not even a Bears fan. I want to run through a wall just because of Grady Jarrett.
He said he'll create his own tunnel. Robbie's, that's what he's saying after listening to Grady Jarrett say what he had to say.
Cue up Crazy Train. Get the cheerleaders to unfurl the banner, the paper one that says like beat opposing team.
You know they don't do the paper banner anymore? They have like the Velcro that just reattaches so they don't have to do it every week. I just learned that recently.
All that work painting clever signs for nothing. Nothing.
It's about efficiency, Layla. Work what? Smarter, not harder.
I would argue that in that case, when you have personalized messages for each week, that you are working smart.
The small poster board for the messages, but the big banner.
No,
we used to do the
massive banner.
I know
like,
you did.
Beat so and so.
It's a lot. Or
like
time.
You call that a state title? Whatever. Run. Yep, and that's how it goes.
They got the music playing for you and everything.
Exactly. It's on some poor like sound system that hasn't been improved for a while and it sounds all fuzzy because there's a bunch of spider webs in the speakers and stuff.
Oh wow, you're stuck on spiders today. I just noticed that.
Well, no, I mean there were spiders that I had to dodge on the sidewalks in my commute, and I do believe in spiders, so yeah,
I'm with
but
it.
But the spider webs are also too. Are also clogging up a lot of speakers over there.
Wait, what do you mean you believe in spiders? I think they
no,
just
I'm
exist.
Saying I believe in Spider-Man.
No, I support them. They do a lot of work for me that I don't want to do myself. Like, ew, I don't want to kill that bug. Spider's like, no worries, Layla, I got this. Well, and it's a team.
I thought you were about to say I support spiders like I support aliens. Like,
no,
I think aliens
are real. I support Peter Parker. I support Miles Morales. I support Peter B. Parker. I support all the Spider-Men.
Just don't step on them. They got places to go.
Okay.
Other things, yeah, step. Roaches and whatnot, but spiders, no. Just watch out for them. They're on your walk right now in the city. Coming up next, we celebrate the career that Rich Hill has with a fun story from Tommy Hotovy. I'm looking forward to this. Also, it's an important anniversary. All I have to say to you is two words here. Alexei? Yes. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
I like everybody filling us in about their high school football practice experiences. In fact, Adam Studzinski is here.
Yeah, let me issue my apology right now.
There's not even an apology. It's just that was our experience.
There were 2 days north of the Mason-Dixon line. I should not have said it was just south of the Mason-Dixon line. I'm just telling you about how serious they take high school football down south is ridiculous.
Okay, the best example I can give is there was this fair to Midland, if you will, school district that had no prayer of making the playoffs, like advancing past like a certain point in the playoffs. And this is when like half of every district got into the playoffs, maybe more than half. They gave everybody a day off of school to go watch this one playoff game they were in. And the playoff game, I believe, was actually, it was at like 7 at night. And they still were like, yeah, school's out today, because they were so happy they made the playoffs. They lost.
That's a lot.
But you know.
859's claiming he went to school in south suburbs of Chicago. 3-a-day football practice with only occasional water breaks if we were practicing well.
Ooh.
That sounds awful.
That sounds a little extreme.
Everybody hates an Oklahoma drill, by the way.
Everybody.
Everybody.
But that's not why we are here for halftime on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. We're here to respect the career of a man who's been in the league a really long time. Rich Hill at 45 last night, started for the Royals through 5 innings, and Tommy Hottovy shared this gem of a story this morning on Mully and Haw.
So long story short with Rich, and I'll try to make this quick. So Rich and I played together for 2 seasons with Boston, 2010-2011. And when in 2010 for me, I was coming off Tommy John, trying to reinvent myself. He was trying to just, in 2010, 15 years ago, he was trying to hang on. He was trying to reinvent himself as well. And we both were kind of playing around with arm action. We were throwing sidearm. We were messing around. And in 2011, I came to spring training, and Rich Hill was throwing, like, full-on sidearm. And I was like, Rich, I was doing that. That was going to be, like, my gig this year. You know, like, you throw harder. You're a little bit – you got better breaking ball. I was like, this is my – I was going to do this, you know? And so he makes the team out of spring training in 2011 with Boston. He has Tommy John blows out, has Tommy John, and I get called up for Rich to make my major league debut.
Wow.
There was nobody happier in the clubhouse when I showed up than Rich Hill, a guy who just blew out, who just had Tommy John, who, you know, had been in the big leagues and back and forth, and there was nobody that was happier to see me there than him. this tells you the type of guy that Rich Hill is and what he went through and everything. So to think like 14, 15 years later, he's still doing it is amazing. And I was joking yesterday that, you know, if I'd have told you we had a 45-year-old starting pitcher facing a 40-year-old position player and it's not a, you know, men's Thursday night, like, you know, like, league baseball game, you'd think I was crazy, but we saw it.
In the department of still got it. Congratulations to all the grown men's out there.
It's funny because it's akin to a guy being on the, what they call now, used to be the senior PGA, but the Legends Tour.
Yeah.
Like still playing in PGA events.
Yes.
Like that's what, these guys should have their own like league, but they don't need it because they're still good enough to play in the majors.
I appreciate what Ian Happ had to say yesterday too about what you can learn from guys who have extended their careers for that long. But that's hilarious. I'm just trying to hang on. 15 years later, he's still just trying to hang on.
Love of the game, man.
Absolutely. But I appreciate the career nonetheless. Also,
it's nap time.
We mentioned an anniversary. You know what day it is. It was July 23rd, 2009. The man who now appropriately has a statue at Wright Field, Mark Burley, with the perfect game against the Tampa Bay Rays. Hawk Harrelson, hit it.
With Darren Jackson, Ed Farmer at U.S. Cellular Field. Mark Zerang is our engineer here. Score Studios in downtown Chicago. Joe Ostrowski and Chris Tannehill work there.
Call your sons, call your daughters, call your friends, call your neighbors. Mark Burley has a perfect game going to the ninth.
Everybody up here at U.S. Cellular. Sox 5 runs, 6 hits. The 2-1 to Bartlett. Swing, chop to short.
Alexei! Yes! 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 History!
He's mobbed by his teammates. A perfecto!
It couldn't happen to a better guy.
Love to hear Farmio, too, on the call, and Darren Jackson, and then you heard
Alexei!
The shout-out. You heard the shout-out for Chris Tannehill, too. That was great. That was a great montage.
The White Sox have had some dark times, right? But that just makes you appreciate the highlights even more. You know, some fans of some teams don't appreciate the highlights because, well, they feel like they get highlights all the time. Just a ho-hum. That's the way it's supposed to be. As a lifelong White Sox fan, I appreciate Mark Burley. I had a debate the other day about his Hall of Fame candidacy. And it was really getting into the weeds, though, like how the conversation went. I was like, look, man, this is what we got. This is what I'm rooting for.
But it's not just that. You can argue for it based on how he also, at the time, really changed the game. Mark Burley was a pitch clock before there was a pitch clock.
Fair.
And I don't know how you recognize guys like that. Because, yeah, I could say borderline Hall of Fame, or you could say Hall of Very Good. But when you consider how he changed the game himself and how he influenced pitchers who all worked with him, that stands to be a part of it. But when you've got a perfect game, when you've got a no-hitter also for good measure, and when you're able to come up in relief and maybe you've had a beer in the World Series, his resume is excellent to me. July 23rd, 2009, it was the 18th perfect game in Major League history, 76 of 116 pitches for strike, 5-0, only struck out 6 batters in that win.
And that's kind of the thing, right? He didn't need to strike you out to get the job done. He's like, I'll pitch to contact, trust the guys behind me, and your balls won't be as hard struck as you thought they would be when you began your swing.
The man hit his spots, would force a ground ball out like it was money. It was amazing. Dude knew how to throw.
Hopefully Seth Lugo can do the same for the Cubs.
Do you think there will be more perfect games like by one pitcher moving forward just because how the game is changing? The last perfect game was in 2023 by Domingo Germán. Do we think there will be another perfect game?
There was a slew of real pitcher dominance from 21 to 23 during that time, if you recall. Like, we had a couple of early no-hitters in the season. There were some by some unlikely people. And now I feel like the game, they've really tried to make it more offensively geared. When you consider the pitch clock in this, too, I think that might affect whether or not you're going to see them.
Also eliminating the shift as well. So I think, yes, of course we're going to get another perfect game, Robbie. It just might not happen tomorrow.
But there's not many pitchers even doing complete games nowadays.
Well, yeah, but I think that these things come in waves, and there will be guys who are efficient enough that can give you 115, 120 pitches that are going to be okay.
We have more to come here on Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score. Marshall mentioned watching Seth Lugo tonight, who he hopes ends up playing for the Cubs this season. In the meantime, we do have a couple baseball questions, football, and more. Five on It is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.